Hello, and welcome to the Intelligence Changes Everything podcast series. I'm Gail Hale, here to help us explore how organizations are revisiting their storage requirements in the face of today's changing business environments, are Josh Linton, CIO of Valcom, and Sundip Arora, Director of HPE Storage. Welcome.
Thanks, Gil. Glad to be here.
So Sundip, predictive analytics is a very hot topic right now. Why is it such a critical capability in today's environment?
Yeah, no, great question, Gil. And once again, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. And I'm really excited to be here with Josh from Valcom, who's an incredible partner of HPE's. And to answer your question directly, predictive analytics is really an outcome of AI, and more specifically, artificial intelligence operations. What AI ops has been able to do over the last couple of years is automate a lot of the functionality in the back end in the data center that used to require human intervention behind it, and also make the support experience seamless. HPE acquired a company called Nimble a few years ago. With that acquisition came a technology known as InfoSight. And InfoSight, and I don't say this lightly, is the industry's most advanced artificial intelligence solution for infrastructure management and operations. It truly allows customers to be able to monitor, manage, and predictively understand what's happening with their environment. And it becomes even more important, Gail, as you know, and I'm sure Josh can provide a testament to it, becomes more important in the wake of COVID-19. We know that IT, our customers, need to maximize their existing storage investments, which means that they need to know how much more they can push their storage without impacting neighboring apps. They want to have the visibility to allow for more valid investments. And InfoSight provides those insights to the customers to say, hey, listen, you can repurpose potentially these unused virtual machines. You can run these what-if resource simulations. And more importantly, you can totally simplify that support experience. Even before something may go wrong with a particular array and the customer may not know about it, InfoSight can predict it, fix it, and promote a touchless support experience for the customer. I think the times like these require an ability for us to create an autonomous data center as much as possible, and InfoSight gives us a capability to do so.
Ah, thanks, Sundip. Yeah, these truly are unprecedented circumstances. Josh, let me ask you, so why is it so important that we're talking about predictive analytics and predictive support in these current times?
Well, I appreciate being here, and I think Sundip said it really well. In the sense of post-COVID-19 or in the midst of it, we are seeing so many of our customers having to change business requirements and adjust so quickly to these changing times that having the predictive analytics and the predictive support that InfoSight and Nimble provide has really been an important piece and a success for them to focus really on the changing business needs. I think pre-COVID-19, our customers were able to plan and to some extent predict their IT needs a little bit, at least into the future. And now we're seeing that they need to be ready to make changes almost immediately, and being able to rely heavily on your infrastructure and the stability that the predictive analytics brings has been a really strong success for our customers.
Oh, thanks so much, Josh. There are just an incredible amount of changing business needs. So Sundip, many organizations are concerned about unpredictable demands, managing cash flow. How are you addressing that today?
Yeah, and that's really interesting, Gil, that you asked that, because honestly, this is something that we're hearing across the board. And what's interesting about it is customers are telling us, listen, I need to support my unpredictable demand. I'm really not sure what's going to happen in the next 6 months, but I know I need to be able to support any kind of demand peaks I have. I know there's a lot of business uncertainty, and my biggest concern is I need to manage cash flow. But I need to do all this while preserving business continuity. My customers aren't going away. I need to serve them. I need to make sure that I can continue to have revenue for my company. I mean, think about it. Those are two competing priorities, right? So this is where HPE and our our partners have really stepped up. And I'm extremely proud that HPE Financial Services, HPE FS, has put together a $2 billion financing and aid program to help our customers and partners weather this COVID-19 storm. And that $2 billion in financing goes towards things like helping our customers generate cash from their existing assets. We can buy them off the customers, give them some cash to be able to invest in other areas. We are allowing our customers to defer or reduce expenses by providing these innovative financial structures, with which they can delay payments for 90 days, and hopefully that helps them ease the budget strain immediately. We are allowing customers to match payments to production or deployment, right? We're also helping relieve capacity strains and delivery delays. And this is where Nimble is such a critical product. You've got needs that come up unpredictably, and Nimble can ship really quickly and get on the customer site and be able to support an application need fairly quickly. And we're also offering short-term rentals for our customers to take advantage so that their outlay on the capital side is minimal and they can move some of those expenses to operational expenses. So I think a combination of these is what HP and our partners are doing so that we are working together to be a force for good in these trying times.
Well, thanks so much, Sandip. That's definitely a great way to address the situation our customers are facing. So let me ask you, Josh, what makes Valcom and your solutions unique in the market?
Well, we've been an HPE Platinum partner for many years. And, in addition to what Sandip said about HPE Financial Services, what a great partnership that has been. And I think one of the things that we've tried to do over the years is really invest in our engineering talent. And we've seen that as a real key to our success. And not only making sure that they're certified on these technologies and understand the new Nimble and the predictive analytics and the support that's being provided, but that they're also getting experience architecting and implementing these solutions as well. Our customers are finding sometimes that it's difficult to get experienced talent in some of these areas as their businesses continue to change. And so that's where a lot of our investment has been, and what makes, I think, our partnership with HPE and the level of partnership that we have to embrace Nimble and the InfoSight story to understand what our customers' needs are to help them move more quickly. And I think that what we try to do is show them some of these technologies. And I know that we would love to show anybody who would like to see a demo and is interested in seeing this technology in action, and also can experience the expertise that we have to help solve a lot of these business problems.
Yeah, that's just great that Josh, we can show the power of InfoSight through a demo, and I just want to reiterate and reinforce that seeing is believing, and it's worth 1,000 words. So if we can show you this predictive analytics platform through Valcom, I think truly people will understand the value that AI can bring to your operations and simplify your life a lot. So I really appreciate the fact that we're offering this up as a demo.
Thank you, gentlemen. This was a great summary. A virtual demo is a great way to experience the benefits of the solutions we discussed. Drop your information to the landing page where this podcast is hosted, and the Valcom team will get right back to you to schedule.